Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 259 for the week of April 8th, 2024. Hope you got a good view of the eclipse on Monday. I only got to about 50% coverage before the clouds moved in. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with the graphics related to this discussion at ftrintel.com/podcast. As we often do when there's monthly data directly related to trucking, we'll start there. And so we will look at payroll employment for hire trucking at the top of the podcast. Trucking added 5,100 payroll jobs seasonally adjusted in March, following an upward revision of February's estimate by 2,600 jobs. Employment was down 1.2% year over year. That's actually the least negative comparison since July, which of course was the last month before Yellow Corporation shut down. March's increase was the largest since September, when the industry saw a relatively small rebound of 8,000 jobs following the 31,600 jobs lost in August due mostly to Yellow. Payroll employment has recovered 15,800 jobs, more than half of that lost, since August. We have more granular data available, but only through February. So as we discuss this data, remember it does not reflect the 5,100 job gain that we had in March, and we do not yet know how that was distributed. So let's start with general freight truckload. The data through February suggests a flattening out of payroll employment. Employment in that segment is down 7,700 jobs, or 1.4% since May, which was just short of the all-time high for truckload jobs. Truckload employment, by the way, is up 25,000 jobs, or 4.8% since February of 2020. LTL, however, shed 2,800 jobs in February, according to the preliminary data, and that's the largest decrease that LTL has seen since Yellow's failure. LTL employment is down 10.8% year over year and is down 7.9% since February 2020. And then the last segment in general freight, which is local, those jobs are not growing like they did in late 2020 and certainly in 2021, but they're still solid. Local general freight added 1,300 jobs in February and was up 1.5% year over year. But the big takeaway is that local general freight employment is 31,700 jobs, or just under 12% above February 2020. Let's move on to specialized. And there it's a different story, although it is mixed. Long-distance specialized trucking employment barely moved in February and was down 2.4% year-over-year. Compared to February of 2020, long-distance specialized is down 7,500 jobs, or 5.4%. Now, as we'll discuss shortly, the lack of employment growth seems to be more of a labor supply issue than a demand issue. The local side of specialized is doing quite well, however, because of the strength in major construction projects, and probably because it is easier to find labor willing to take local jobs. Although local specialized employment did not change much in February, it is up 4.7% year over year and 2.4% versus the pre-pandemic month of February 2020. By the way, the presentation deck accompanying this podcast also has charts showing weekly earnings on average in the major trucking segments. We're not going to cover all of that today, but I do want to draw your attention to the chart showing average weekly earnings for long-distance specialized trucking. Now, that would include applications like flatbed, tank, auto haulers, and so on. Average weekly earnings for that category has escalated in recent months, and they're up about 8% year over year. Now, by contrast, earnings for LTL employees are up 2.8% year over year, and earnings for truckload employees are actually up just 0.2% from the same period last year. I should emphasize that when we're talking about higher earnings in trucking, we're talking about a combination of pay rate and productivity, and frankly, the changes month to month are likely mostly a reflection of productivity. Now, trucking is hardly alone in that area, but obviously there are a lot of other industries where salaries or stable work hours mean that productivity does not show up as much in earnings month to month. Given how tight employment is in specialized trucking, as we just discussed, it's not surprising that those workers are pressed into greater productivity and thus a stronger increase in average weekly earnings than what we're seeing in general freight. Before we move on to other topics, let's touch on freight-related employment outside of trucking or outside of what is called trucking by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. First, there's couriers and messengers, or what we would term parcel and local delivery. That saw very little change month over month in March, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics upwardly revised January and February estimates by a total of more than 20,000 payroll jobs. Parcel and local delivery employment was down 1.3% year over year. And payroll employment in warehousing and storage was down 5,500 jobs, just a bit larger than the increase we saw in trucking. BLS also revised those estimates upward, but the estimate was only increased by 4,000 jobs. Warehousing and storage employment was down 3.4% year over year, but that is actually the least negative comparison since January of last year. Okay, moving on to the weekly data, we'll start with diesel prices, which increased after falling just barely below $4 a gallon in the previous week. The national average retail price of on-highway diesel rose 6.5 cents to $4.06.1 cents a gallon during the week ended April 8th. Prices were up in all regions except New England, where the average price held steady. Nationwide, diesel prices are 3.7 cents a gallon lower than they were during the same week last year. The increase in the latest week wasn't much of a surprise given what's been happening with crude oil prices. West Texas Intermediate closed consistently above $80 a barrel since mid-March, and the closing price of $86.91 on April 5th was the highest since October 20th. We did see crude prices ease a bit on April 8th, but only by 48 cents a barrel. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended April 5th, which was week 14 of the year. After four straight weeks of gains, the total broker posted spot rate in the truck stop system declined about a penny during the week. The decrease in spot rates for dry van equipment was the largest in 6 weeks, while the refrigerated rate drop was the largest in 8 weeks. Flatbed spot rates declined as well, but only by just over half a cent. Although load postings were down from the prior week, they recorded their strongest year-over-year comparison in more than 2 years. Let's look more closely at the data, starting with rates. The total broker posted rate declined just under 1 cent after rising more than 3 cents during the prior week. They were 3.5% below the same week last year and nearly 5% below the 5-year average. Although dry van and refrigerated rates fell by substantially more than a penny, flatbed rates moderated the total rate because those rates were higher than van rates and because flatbed volume held up better last week than did loads for van equipment. Let's look at rates by segment. Dry van spot rates fell nearly 4 cents after increasing by a total of about that over the last 3 weeks combined. Rates, which were at their lowest level since May of last year, were 2.5% below the same week last year and 11% below the 5-year average. Refrigerated spot rates dropped more than 7 cents after rising nearly 5 cents during the prior week. Rates, which were at their lowest level since week 9, were nearly 2% below the same week last year and about 8% below the 5-year average. And flatbed spot rates declined 6-tenths of a cent after rising 4.5 cents in the previous week. Rates were about 4.5% below both the same week last year and the 5-year average. Aside from the previous week, rates were the strongest since early July of last year. Let's look at volume. Total load activity decreased just under 3% after falling more than 5% during the previous week. Volume was up more than 12% from the same week last year for the strongest comparison since February 2022. Volume was more than 25% below the same or below the five-year average for the week, however. Look at loads by equipment type. Dry van loads declined 3.5%. Volume was more than 5% below the same 2023 week, but nearly 26% above or below the five-year average for the week. Refrigerated loads fell just under 10%. They were more than 13% below the same week last year and about 37% below the five-year average. And flatbed loads eased 1.4%. Volume was nearly 24% higher than the same week last year, but it was still nearly 26% below the five-year average. So we already looked at payroll, employment, and trucking. Now we'll look at the broader U.S. labor market. Let's start first, though, with job openings in February. The number of unfilled positions at the end of February was essentially the same as it was at the end of January, according to BLS figures. Job openings stood at nearly 8.8 million seasonally adjusted. That's down about 11% year over year. There was a revision, however, downward by 115,000 jobs in the January estimate. Now, if you check out the chart accompanying this podcast, you'll see that job openings appear to be stabilizing at a level that is about 3.5 million below the all-time high of just over 12 million in March of 2022. Now, 8.8 million sounds like a lot, but it's actually only 1.2 million higher than it was at the end of 2018. Job openings slid a bit during 2019 and into 2020 before the pandemic hit, and openings began soaring, of course, in 2021. Let's talk about the employment situation report for March. The U.S. economy added 303,000 payroll jobs, seasonally adjusted, according to preliminary figures. Earlier estimates for January and February were revised upward by 22,000 jobs. As we discussed last month, employment as measured by the household survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics has fallen recently, but it jumped by just under 500,000 in March. The unemployment rate eased to 3.8% from 3.9% in February. The labor participation rate increased to 62.7%, which is the highest since November. As was the case in February, three sectors, private education and health services, government, and leisure and hospitality, accounted for a major share of the increased payroll employment. Together, they added 208,000 jobs seasonally adjusted. Another sector adding a significant number of jobs was construction, where employment was up by 39,000. That is the largest increase that construction has seen since one of the same magnitude in May of 2022. And trade, transportation, and utilities added 27,000 jobs, mostly in retail and wholesale trade. Transportation and warehousing jobs barely changed. As we already noted, of course, an increase in trucking jobs offset basically a loss in warehousing jobs, and changes elsewhere in transportation categories were relatively small. Finally, this week, let's look at international trade and goods. February was a strong month for both exports and imports. Adjusted for inflation, exports rose 2.1%, seasonally adjusted. The increase was not as large as December's 2.7% gain, but aside from that one, it was the largest since September. Real exports of goods were up 5.4% year over year, and that is the strongest comparison since March of last year. The largest increase in real goods exports was in foods, feeds, and beverages, which were up more than 12%. Industrial supplies were up 2.7%, while capital goods were up 2.6%. The big drag on goods exports was automotive, which fell 8.5% after jumping 9.7% in January. Real goods imports increased 1.7% month over month and were up 2.9% year over year. The year over year comparison is the strongest since October of 2022. In fact, the only two positive year over year comparisons during that period were in November and December. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. For Hire Trucking added 5,100 jobs in March. Diesel prices rose after being down for a couple of weeks. Crude prices are at the highest level since October. Spot market rates declined after four straight weeks of gains. Job openings changed little at 8.8 million in February. The U.S. added 303,000 payroll jobs in March. The unemployment rate eased to 3.8%. And real goods exports and imports rose in February. Next week, we will examine retail and food service sales, inventories and wholesale inventories and sales, and inflation at the consumer and producer levels. We will also recap the week in diesel prices and the spot market for truck freight as usual. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 259 for the week of April 8th, 2024. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.